I'm your host, Dr. Rita Louise, and thank you all for tuning into the show today. Happy Thursday. And depending on where you were in the country, you know, I hope you have made it through the Arctic blast and have gotten a little bit of reprieve, have your heat working, your pipes moving, and you're not totally freezing anymore, or at least, you know, being in subarctic temperatures. So I hope everything out there is going well for you. I know it's going well for me. So today, our topic is going to be respect, or maybe better said, the lack of respect that people seem to show toward other people. And when I say that, it's not that I'm disrespecting you or you're disrespecting me, although that can be the case. But where I see it the most are in business relationships. For example, on Friday, I was supposed to do a pre-interview with someone at 1 o'clock on Friday. And so I had a bunch of other things going on, but that was on my calendar. So I arranged my whole schedule around that appointment. And the woman was like, oh, well, I can't do it at 1 o'clock. You know, can we do it some other time? And you know, that went on for 3 days because she couldn't get her act together. But meanwhile, I keep booking time and clearing out my schedule because I respect her time and the respect was not reciprocated. So what do I mean when I say respect? You know, and respect is a feeling or acting in a way towards someone that gives them esteem. We give people respect who we feel are worthy of it. That is, we will respect them until they prove us otherwise. Again, you know, we see this a lot in customer service. And bottom line, when we feel respected, we feel valued. We feel cared for and we feel understood. But I found this article and I'm going to read a little piece of it. And all right, see, I'm scrolling up to the top so I can be respectful. So it's called Respect. Where Has It Gone? And it was in, it's a book review. But I thought this was interesting because it seems like there is a general consensus that we don't treat each other with the same kind of respect that we did in the past. And, you know, some people make the comment, oh, you're just being nostalgic about that. And, you know, it's the same. But here's some statistics. 79% of the people in the survey said that they saw lack of respect as a serious problem. 60% say that the rude and selfish behavior in people is increasing. 88% sometimes encounter rude people. 62% are bothered by rude behavior. 77% see clerks, and when does this happen? Ignoring customers. 58% encounter aggressive drivers, and then 56% are bothered by foul language. You know, but it just seems like there is this increased number. But I'm sure everybody listening, you know, one of the examples, 77% see clerks ignoring customers. And how many times does that happen to you? You walk into a place and you walk up to the counter and you're like, la, 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 la. You know, you need to talk to the person behind the counter and they're off over there eating a donut or talking to someone else. And it's kind of like, hello. They pay you money to come talk to me And when you come talk to me, it makes it so that you have more business because I'm going to be more inclined to come back. Here, true story. So I drive a Nissan Altima, and I have been. Next time I get service, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do. So I took my car in for a service, and they told me that I needed to get a brake job the next time I brought my car in, you know, because they do that multi-point inspection, entire rotation, all that. And I'm like, okay, but I didn't take it back to that dealership. I took it to another one that could do the oil change. And if I needed the brake job done, they could do the brake job there way closer. So I get in there and the guy was like, you don't need a brake job. You have plenty of pad on your tire, on your, you know, your brakes. And I don't know why they told you that. Okay, so that was already bad enough. However, I have taken my car back to the same dealership that told me that I needed to get my brakes done. And they've never brought up, you know, oh, you need to get your brakes done. Or they've never looked at them. And they're the same brake pads that were on my car three services back. So what are you saying? I come in there and I pay you a lot of money and you lie to me to get me to like get extra work done that I don't need done? Where is the respect in that? How can I trust you and your services and your performance if all you're going to do is flat lie to my face? You know, which makes it where I don't want to go back there because they lie. They're proven liars. You know, and when people disrespect us in that way, it hurts. And it just seems like people don't care and they don't want to take responsibility for their actions. And I'm sure this has happened to everyone where they have called someplace and the person says, okay, well, you know, let me check this out and I'll call you back, or I'll call you back with that quote or whatever. And they never do, you know, and I really feel like I'm bitching, but I feel like it's a really important point that should be vocalized because it is so endemic in this society today. And then when they don't call you back, like they said, then it puts the burden back on you. Now you wait 2 or 3 days going, okay, you know, they're not calling me back. And then you call them back and you start that process all over again. And it's a pain in the butt, you know, and I don't know. I don't really know what to say other than it's a pain in the butt. And I think that people need to do what they say and say what they're going to do and be respectful of other people, of their time and their energy. I was watching, I don't know, some show, it was a football thing. And they were talking about this one coach, and the one coach's line was, do your job. That was it. Do your job. And so if everybody just did their job, you know, so if their job was to take care of a situation and then call you back, then they would be doing their job. But it seems like nobody wants to do anything. They just want to ride and slide and then put the burden back on you to have to put the pieces together, which is really not fair to you or anyone else. And to me, it's just a giant sign of lack of respect from the people who, okay, funny story. So I deal with GoDaddy a lot. I fight with GoDaddy a lot because they're always saying, oh, well, you know, this and this and this, and it's your fault, and you need to hire a web developer, or you need to pay us $100 and we'll have somebody fix this problem. That wasn't a problem. I didn't do anything. It was on their end. Fight, fight, fight. It's like, okay, well, you know, we'll take care of it. And then they don't. Or they say, okay, well, you need to do this to take care of it. So you do it, but it doesn't fix it. And I said to a supervisor, because I was tired of it, well, you know, your people lie. I just said it flat. It's like, well, your people lie. And she goes, they don't lie. And I said, okay, they give misinformation and incorrect information. So it might not be a lie, but it's not really fixing anything. And I feel like I'm not the only one that has this problem in kind of everything that you do these days. I mean, it's just not even funny anymore. So if this is resonating with you, I would love to hear your comments. I would love to hear your stories. But respect yourself, respect other people, because their time is just as valuable as your time. Okay, so this show is brought to you by soulhealer.com. It's my website, and you can find out about getting a medical intuition evaluation, an intuitive counseling session, or an energy healing session. And you can schedule an appointment there. You can also sign up for the weekly newsletter where I keep you informed of what's going on. Super easy to do. You put your email address in. Bam, that's it. All my books, including Dang, It Was Me All Along, The Dysfunctional Dance of the Empath and Narcissist, and Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, and some other ones are also on there that you can purchase. And even though you have to pay shipping and it might be a little bit cheaper getting them from Amazon, all of my books do come autographed. So that would be a way to get a signature from me. Okay. Oh, I have a little bit of exciting news. So this show has now been picked up. All right, let me see if I can find, hang on. On Nightlight Radio, which airs on Blog Talk, and goes out on like Spreaker and Apple Podcasts and all of these other audio-based platforms. And so this is to you, to the people that are hearing it that are not here on Thursday night. So if you want to participate in the show, you either need to go to Facebook and join the Dr. Rita Louise. I'll do it this way. Oh, yeah, it's audio, so they can't hear. So it's Dr. Rita Louise dash live on Facebook. Or on YouTube, go to Just Energy Radio on YouTube. That's Just Energy Radio. And it's under the live stream. And in those two areas, you are able to communicate with me via chat. You can get a reading online. You can share comments. Hopefully, you're not having like a romantic relationship in the middle of the chat thing while I'm trying to talk and stuff. This show also airs as a live stream on Rumble, but I do know that on Rumble, you can only watch the stream. You cannot interact. So the only place you can physically interact with this show is at Dr. Rita Louise dash live on Facebook or Just Energy Radio on YouTube. Okay. So that's all of my little notes for today. So there's like a gajillion comments already. Thank you. I love you guys. And I'm just going to like read through, say hi to people, and then I will go back to see if there are any questions that I need to address. All righty. So Marco's here and he thinks he got banned, but Marco, I wouldn't ban you. Sorry. Hi, Marco. And Robin's here. Hi, Robin. And Otto's here. Hey, Otto. See, I remembered Otto. And Don, you made it. How's it going? Johanna, you know, girl, I've been thinking about you and was meaning to message you, but then I totally forgot. So Veronica's here. Hey, Veronica. And you and Marco just kind of get a room. Hey, Miss Wendy. And we have Jolene here. Hi, Jolene. Thanks for coming today. Nina. Hi, Nina. Thanks for coming. Mr. Mark Eddie, how's it going? Right, I'm scrolling. Oh, no, we have Blind Dog World Headquarters here. Hey, Blind Dog and Liz. Well, that sounded terrible, didn't it? And Marge is here. Hey, Marge. Amy. Hi, Amy. Okay, that's everybody. Now I'm going back. And if you asked a question or something, I will respond. Okay, so Rosie says, I'm very interested in two things. Will I be able to buy my partner out from our house? And when? And my second question is my love life. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so Rosie, you know, so your questions are a little kind of predicting the future. So I'm just going to kind of talk about them in a little bit of a sideways way. Okay, so when I look at the whole house partner deal thing, I just keep getting that there's a lot of conflict around it. I feel like a resolution is not going to be quickly achieved. You know, so it makes it hard for me to even possibly give you a date because I feel like there's a whole lot that hasn't been worked out. I don't know who has the hard feelings, you know, and is kind of dragging their feet in the sand. But I feel like calmer heads need to prevail, or whatever it is that is creating the conflict needs to be resolved before that will move forward. As far as your love life. Okay, so I am going to assume that when you say your partner, you mean your partner. I don't know. When I look at your space, and especially in your relationship space area of your aura, I guess, I just am sensing that there's hurt. And I feel like that you're pretty raw. And so maybe focusing on yourself, focusing on your happiness, focusing on getting that house pulled together needs to be the focus versus creating a new relationship right at this point in time. You just don't seem ready to open that door to anyone. If you did, I feel like it just wouldn't be healthy for you. So, Rosie, if you want to follow up, just pop a question in at the bottom or follow up or whatever at the bottom. Okay. Thank you. All right. So Robin says, been trying to schedule for Tuesday and need help due to visual impairments on your website. Okay. So I'm not sure how I can help you. Robin, one of the things you can do is we can talk over the phone and I can get your credit card information that way. That would be a way to get around doing it on the website. I'm not always at home. And so, I don't like people to email me. I don't like people to email me their credit card information, that kind of stuff. So if doing it on the website is too challenging, then the next step would be to give me a call and we can set that up over the phone. Okay. All right. So Rosie says she totally agrees. So I'm assuming that you're talking about my whole comments about respect, because it's terrible. It's just really bad the way people treat people. I mean, I know me. So I had two interviews and a pre-interview meeting, and they were like back to back. And I knew I was going to be running late for that middle one. And I knew I was only going to be like maybe 10 minutes late, if that. And I sent the guy a message and told him, it's like, you know, I'm going to be a couple of minutes late, you know, no more than 10. Because it's respectful, because he's expecting me at a certain time. And, you know, after a while, you just walk away because you're figuring that person's just not going to show up. And then you're cursing at him inside. Okay. And then Otto said loss of social contract. And I guess I would agree with that, you know, and, you know, I don't know if people are just not taught to be respectful. I know that, and I maybe am speaking out of turn, but a lot of younger people are just not really interested in putting out the energy to be respectful. But I see this in adults as well, you know, so I can't just point my finger at young people about it. All right, Don says, I still have this entity here at my place, and last night it really caused me a problem. So Don, and I'm just going to be straight. I mean, I can sit here and kind of give you some insights, but this is not really the format to really deal with the entity issue and what's going on at your place. You know, so I'm not really sure how I can help you in that way in this format. So Veronica says, social media made it easier to be rude, among other factors. And I totally agree, that has been, but I'm going to share another story. So I had got a stress test done, and they said, okay, you have to pay your copay. So I go to pay, and it was kind of pricey, and but I just paid it because I knew I needed to like investigate what was going on. So a month later, I get a bill for more money than I paid in the copay. So now I'm calling the hospital and I'm like, hey, what's going on? I paid the copay at the hospital. She goes, that was just an estimate. And I'm like, okay, an estimate is, it's going to be $200 and it's $250. Not the estimate is it's $300, but it's really $600. I mean, that's really like not a very good estimate. And she goes, well, let me call the billing people or whatever, and I'll call you back. So I already know she ain't going to call me back. And I said, okay, so when would you like for me to call you back? She goes, oh, no, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to call me back. I'll call you back. And I was like, okay. I go, so do you promise that you're going to call me back? I mean, because I had zero trust that she would. You know what? She never called me back. And instead, a couple of weeks later, I received another bill, except they had taken my account and sent it to collection. Now, what kind of respect is that? It's like, I'm trying to deal with it. They tell me what they're going to do. And it was just a big, fat, freaking lie. Again. Okay. So Jolene says, hello, I'd like to see what you need. Okay, Jolene, so I'm not really sure what that's about. So if you could clarify, that would be great. Okay, Otto says, business culture doesn't promote the idea that employees matter and the customer matters. But when you can sit there and take your business elsewhere, it only hurts those people that don't have good customer service. And it makes it so that you don't want to go back and you would rather take your money down the road. One of my books I had published through, I want to say it wasn't Ex Libris, but it was something like that. And they were really good at taking my money up front to get the book put together. But then I went to go order books. And so I am literally sitting there with a checkbook so I can write them a check for whatever the printing and shipping costs were and get it off in the mail so I could get books. And nobody would answer the phone. So finally, I like escalated it to the president of the company. And I said, I'm a customer. I have an open checkbook. I'm going to give you guys several hundred dollars. It's like, don't you think somebody can answer the freaking phone to take an order? How do you stay in business if no one's going to take an order? Again, kind of bitchy about it because it's a bitchy thing and it leaves you feeling cranky. And, you're on the phone and pushing all the buttons and then they're transferring you. And it's just like, rah! So Joanna said, not good business, too many out there. No kidding. All right. And then she says, customer service and PR is everything. That's right. And then Veronica says, a good business cares about customer service. Then Don says, back when I was a VW dealer mechanic, the shop would have us write up services that people didn't need. After a while, I would have to quit and go somewhere else for work. I can understand that. And I think that it is so rude. Last time I went to that dealership, you know, so three times after they told me about I needed my brakes done, they told me that there was some like joint thing in the front of the car that was broken. And it was only going to be $1,800 to fix it. And I was like, let me think about it. And so, you know, I went online and looked on YouTube, and if it was broken, it was supposed to like make a certain kind of noise and it would clunk. And if you hit a pothole, which, you know, they're everywhere, it would make this really loud noise. Nothing, 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 nothing. So now it's broken again. So now there's part of me that wants to go back to see if they find the same broken part, because I still haven't fixed the brakes. And I swear, if, you know, I want to, because if they don't say anything about it, I will go to the manager and be like, you know, this is crap. You know, you keep telling me stuff's wrong and I come back, I don't do anything. And it disappeared. The car fairies fixed it while I wasn't looking. Okay. So Robin says, lots of AI and recorders, etc. Lots of people lost their customer service jobs. I have run into the same thing. Business and life is changing. Now Veronica says, I use Google reviews to leave feedback. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. And then Mark said, the virus made it acceptable to do nothing, but expect to get paid exorbitant fees. I hear that. Okay. Oh, and so Mark shared Barbara. So is that, so Mark, if you could like clarify this. So is that where all of the episodes reside of Nightlife Radio? And so Barbara DeLong, and her webpage is BarbaraDeLong.com, is the one who is hosting the new placement of Thursday Night Live with Dr. Rita Louise on Blog Talk and on some of the other podcast platforms. And then Mark says, congratulations on the Just Energy Radio added to the podcast. Yay. Okay. So Amy says, hi, Dr. Rita. I think what preceded this disrespectful treatment we are experiencing was when companies no longer treated their own employees with any respect. And that's possible, you know. I don't respect myself and I'm the boss. It's possible. I mean, I have not been in the active workforce in years. And the last like day job that I had, I worked for Starbucks, and they were all about customer service. And if you did not have excellent customer service skills, they'd fire you, because their expectation was that you greeted people with a smile and took care of them. And if they didn't like their drink, they could bring it back and you could remake it for them 15 times with a smile. But they had very loyal people. And I know, even myself, you know, you go to a Starbucks that's not your regular Starbucks and you feel a little bit guilty, because it's not your Starbucks. All right, so Robin is back. Love to know what to do with my life without my vision being employable. There must be a creative way to move forward. Ooh. Okay, hang on. So, Robin, I'm just going to be a little straight here, but I'm wondering if there are any services in your area that, and this isn't going to come out sounding real good, but I think you'll hear where I'm going with this, you know, that offer like life skills training. I feel like you are moving into this vision loss period, but you haven't navigated how to balance that out in your life. And so I'm wondering if there's some place around you that would be able to work with you so that it wasn't seeming so overwhelming and so challenging. I mean, obviously it's challenging, but I feel like it would give you more options or make you feel safer, and give you some ideas about ways to get around the vision loss issue. So I hope that makes sense to you, but I feel like that's kind of where you're at now. The vision is going, but you haven't balanced that off with any kind of compensation skills other than what you figured out for yourself. And maybe somebody can help you kind of move forward in that better. Okay. Veronica says, I could not find you on YouTube. Marco and I were just cutting up. I'm still Just Energy Radio on YouTube. And you and Marco were both on YouTube. So you love you, Veronica. All right. So Dawn says, could I get a reading on getting dizzy at times? Is it something I should worry about? Okay. I'm going to say it would probably not be a bad idea for you to get that checked out, Dawn. I feel like there's a positional blood pressure issue that is kind of connected to that. Not as much that you are dehydrated, but that there's a blood pressure issue happening. And hopefully your doctor is, you know, fairly thorough. I don't think you need like 500 tests and you don't need, you know, like all these heart tests, but I do feel like when you move in certain ways that your blood pressure is shifting and leaving you feeling dizzy. So, and actually, I just heard of this thing, and so I'm going to kind of say this to you, but kind of in a generic sense. So I was talking to a nurse friend of mine, and she was telling me, she's a nurse practitioner, and she was sitting there saying that she has been seeing a lot of people who have had COVID, you know, jab, not jab, doesn't really matter, who have had COVID, and one of the post-COVID symptoms they're having is this issue with dizziness. And so I'm wondering if your dizziness started after having COVID. And if that's the case, then you would want to do a detox, a spike protein detox. I had that whole show on it. The webpage is like Frontline Doctors. It's flccc.com. I don't know, Frontline Doctors. And they have a spike protein detox. And if you are tying the dizziness to starting after having COVID, then that might be a worthwhile thing, because apparently, even though it's not really talked about, it is becoming a more common symptom of long COVID. So, all right. So Pat's here. Hi, Pat. And she says, hoping you might be able to help with a sinus headache drainage. This has been nasty for 3 days now. Pat, I'm not really getting where it's coming from. One of the things that they were telling me flat to you is to do one of a few different things. You know, if you have a atomizer, you know, like the thing that you can put essential oil in and it like blows it into the room. I think it's an atomizer. Anyway, I'm sure someone will tell me the correct word. And put like eucalyptus in there to help open up the sinuses. They are being very clear that you need to rinse your sinuses out. So I don't know what you got into. I'm not getting that it's an infection, so that's a good thing, but that there's like stuff up in there and it's kind of dried up. And so even if you just go to the supermarket and get like a nasal saline rinse that you can, you know, I've never figured out how to do a neti pot, so I will never recommend a neti pot. But if you know how to do a neti pot, and just do that to get your sinuses rinsed out, I think that would be great. Oh, so Rosie's back and she said, yes, correct. So we were talking about the relationship thing. I ended the relationship because of disrespect. Wow, then I guess I was timely for you today. You know, and Rosie, you know, again, my comment to you is that don't rush. It's not a race to the finish line in a relationship space. Heal yourself, get yourself feeling whole, learn the lessons of what you got or didn't get in this relationship, and have that be a requirement for anyone that you happen to get into down the road. Okay. So Jolene says, could you tell me how deep I need to go to find that special arrowhead? Am I in the right spot? Okay, not one of my specialties at all. At all. And it doesn't help that I don't know where you're at. You know, I mean, I can do a certain amount of stuff geographically speaking if I know where. That is kind of out of my bailiwick. All right, so Sue. Hi, Sue. Let's scroll this down. Hi, Rita. My 29-year-old daughter has Huntington's disease, and I'm trying to get her into a long-term care home. I am so overwhelmed and stressed, I cannot eat or sleep. Please help me find a way to de-stress and get through this with less anxiety. Okay, so Sue, I think you should get my book, Dang, It Was Me All Along, because it has some great tools in there. You know, so Sue, I think one of the things that would be helpful for you is if every day, I'm going to try to keep this like extra super simple. If every day you can just sit and put your papers down, put the phone down, put it down, you know, the situation, and give yourself a minute or two, you know, just to let go of what's going on, you know, and then if it comes back, it comes back, but you've given yourself a mental break. And actually on YouTube, there is, and I don't have my phone here, there's a YouTube channel, I think it's called Calm, and they have these like 30-second little meditations, 1-minute meditations, and their mindfulness meditations where you just stop and you listen to the water and you breathe in and you breathe out, you know, and even doing stuff like that several times a day for a minute, for 2 minutes, for 3 minutes, to just give yourself a chance to step back and step away will help to cut the anxiety down. I mean, you're in a challenging situation, and I can totally get that there would be a lot of anxiety going on. And based on our topic today, you call people up, you try to get information, they don't want to help you, they're going to call you back, but they don't, you know, which just adds to the anxiety that you're already experiencing. But I think if you can take mindfulness moments, you know, if you tap, you know, if you like doing yoga, do yoga, but do things to take care of you. Step away from that problem, put the paper down, put the, you know, close the laptop and take some you time. And again, doesn't have to be a lot of you time. I'm not saying you have to meditate, but I think centering yourself within your own space will help cut the anxiety remarkably. Okay. Wow, today's just like going. Antone, hey, dude, nice to see you here. Okay, so Rosie says, thank you, spot on. I'm the one ending stuff. He's just not for me anymore. Lack of respect and empathy, and he's out. Yay! I own 90% of the house because I had the money he hadn't. Now I have my own business, but I'm not sure bank will approve me being on the mortgage myself. My comment about agreeing was on a point with respect. The only way I think the mortgage would change, okay, so there's the title and the deed, which you don't want in his name. But the only way that the mortgage would change is if you refinance. And so if you could buy him out and get him to sign a document, a bill of sale for his portion, then I don't think it's going to affect your mortgage at all, because how would they know? Just as long as you have that bill of sale in your hand. You know, but I think that you can work around it without really getting the bank involved. How's that? Especially if he only owns 9% of the, you know, 10% of the house, you know, and so from a financial position, you know, how much is that monetarily? And, you know, I bought a house and I put $30,000 on a credit card and I owned it scot-free. You know, and it was worth it because I didn't want to deal with the bank. Well, all right, they didn't want to deal with me. So, all right. And Debbie is finally here. Hey, Debbie. Oh, Veronica says, and I'm thinking this is to you, Rosie, get everything in writing, which I agree. Okay. All right, so Margie says, ask for an itemized bill whenever you have a problem. So I'm not quite sure what that's going to, but okay, I shared it. Okay, so Margie says, one of my nurse friends works for the state of Texas, inspecting hospitals and clinics. If you need to make a complaint, she lives at Shadowwood Lake. Oh, so if that's to me, so... You know, because they might not want to call me back, but I have absolutely no issue in calling back. And I filed a complaint with their customer advocate, patient advocate person. And guess what? They wrote off the whole extra $300 because they apparently, you know, they never told me it was an estimate. They just said, you know, here's your copay. And then they like jerked me around and then they sent me the collection. And I guess they figured it was bad customer service to treat people that way. And so I didn't have to pay the balance, which is great. I still don't know that I'd want to use them again though. Oh yeah, that's it. So Don says it's called the CV joint. That's exactly it, Don. And it is, but mine's not broken. Freaking liars. Vesta, hey girl, nice to see you. Veronica says, Lighthouse for the Blind might help Robin. So Robin, if you're still there, Lighthouse for the Blind, that's a Veronica suggestion. Okay, so Robin says, I'm hundreds of miles from a city. I do most everything at home, but want to work and create again. You know, but there might be people that will come to your home. I mean, I don't really know what is out there and available to you. Obviously, you know, the skills that you used in the past are not necessarily directly transferable to what you might want to do now, or what you're able to do now. And you know, I'm feeling like there's just going to be a learning curve for you as to what you can do. I mean, I can't really say, oh, we'll do this because, you know, and to be honest with you, it's like I'm feeling like there's not a whole lot resonating with you right now in the big picture of things. And so even if there was something that you wanted to do, I just sense a lot of frustration in your space. Which isn't helping anything, you know, so maybe what you should do and maybe where that creative energy should fall is in you loving yourself more and spending more time meditating and spending more time in a mindfulness practice and spending time loving yourself to help you move through this change, because it's a really hard change and it's a really hard situation that is anxiety producing in and of itself. You know, so maybe that would be a good use of that time and a good use of that energy, you know, and whether you are comfortable doing that by yourself. I know on YouTube, there's tons of stuff that you can listen to and participate in, and tapping things and meditation things and meditation music and affirmations that you can play in the background to kind of shift your energy so that you can be clearer, so that spirit can move through you, so that what they want you to do next can come through. Because where I see your energy, nothing's really coming through because you're kind of pissed off about the whole situation. You know, so maybe that's the next step, is you taking a step back and getting okay with what's going on, you know, moving your ego out and surrendering to where you are today. You know, and Robin, I know I'm being like really straight and direct, but I just am kind of repeating what they're telling me. So Margie says, Veronica Smith, I think there's a state of Texas agency for the blonde in Texarkana. Okay, but we're not talking about Texas. I mean, unless Veronica's talking about Texas, but Robin's not in Texas. Oh, so Veronica says she can't find me on YouTube tonight. Okay, so that's weird. Hang on one second. See, now I'm going to have to go look, because that would really irritate the crap out of me. Nope, I'm still right there. Just right there. All right. Let's go back here. Okay. Amy says, the root of the word respect is spect, which means see. So respect is to see again. Maybe they don't want to see is again. Oh, okay. Yeah, so, all right, see, I don't even remember. This is just so challenging because I have to scroll through everything. So the word I was looking for before for the sinus person, clogged up sinuses, was diffuser, you know, and you get it, you put a little water in it, put some eucalyptus oil in it, and diffuse it into the room you're in, and usually they smell wonderful. Okay. All right. So let's see. So Dawn says, yes, it did. I had 5 angina attacks back in 22. The cholesterol and plaque was breaking off in my veins and my heart and blocking my heart valves. And I'm still recovering from it all. Well, then it would. All right. Let me think on that a second. You know, off the top of my head, I can't really think of supplements that would support that. I mean, I know that Google Lipid is identified as helping remove plaque from arteries. Capsicum helps to stimulate blood flow in the body. I mean, if that stuff has actually broken off into your veins, then I would think that you would actually have a stroke and not just an angina attack, because angina is just a muscular thing and not really even a heart attack. So, you know, so maybe incorporating a little bit of exercise, just very simple, gentle exercise. Yeah. All right. So Johanna says, help me understand why does he want to see me? Okay, that's pretty vague there, Johanna. Let's see. So the word that comes up is curiosity. I don't really feel anything bigger or deeper than that. I don't feel like there's any strings attached to it. And I feel like, you know, there's not, you know, I'm going to say any commitment on his part at all. You know, so maybe just go with the flow and have some fun and just have it be like, in your own mind, be totally not non-committal, you know, and just not need to understand. I'm not feeling, okay, so let me say this piece. I am not feeling like there is a manipulative piece tied to it, you know, or with somebody coming with their hand out. Again, the word that I'm getting is curiosity. So I hope that makes sense. All right, so Terry says, hi, kind madam. May I ask your feelings about the current situation between me and my crush, H? I'm constantly thinking about him, but honestly, I have no idea about him on me. Okay. All right, Terry and H. Terry, I'm going to just be real honest here. I mean, I'm not really feeling a whole lot coming from him. I feel like he seems like a nice guy, but I am not getting that the crush feelings are necessarily being reciprocated. You know, I could see where he might be a little bit of a flirt, but I'm not getting that he's having the same kind of feelings that you're having. You know, so maybe it would be a good idea for you to kind of back your energy out so that down the road, you're not hurt by his lack of interest. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, that he's not necessarily interested in you. I feel like he's more oblivious to everything that's going on, and only time is going to tell at this point what's going to happen, but I don't see that you are on his romantic radar. That's the best way I can put it. I do not see where you today are on his romantic radar. Okay, so there's 4 minutes left. I'm going to go through what's here, hopefully, and then say goodbye. All right, so Rosie says, I'm not in any rush, just curious. My lesson is learned, trust me. Thank you, Rita. My first time flyers, and I'm impressed. I'm a psychic, medium psychic from Sweden. Can't really do readings for myself. Thanks again. Oh, you are so welcome. And thanks for being impressed. Thank you. All right, Don says, should I contact you by phone sometime about this entity thing? If you would like to work with me on that, Don, then you would need to schedule an appointment. And you can do that on my webpage, or you can contact me via the contact form, and then we can set up a time, okay? All right, so Johanna, I don't know what this is meaning. If this is for me, it says give her more. So I don't really get that. All right. Oh, whew. Hi, Majestic Creator 27. See, I thought you were like somebody going, oh, I have a message for you. Send me a friend request and I can tell you something. So thank you for not being one of those people. Okay, so hello, my name is Francis. I have pain in my lower left side in my back. Can you tell me what it is, please? Thank you. Okay, more left side back. All right, so I'm poking around on myself going, okay, what is this? And okay, so anatomy and physiology is not my best thing, but I'm gonna like knock some things out. First of all, I don't feel like it's an issue with your spine or your hip. I feel like it's definitely more of a muscular thing going on. I feel like it is, you know, like on the anatomy pictures, there's like those long muscles that go up and down the spine. And I'm feeling like one of those is flared up, you know, so it's not in your kidney. Kidney's higher, spine is further over, hip is lower, and your hip looks fine. And let me just check something else. Left side. When I look at your organs, they look okay. That's okay. 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 So we don't really have much time. And so I'm going to throw this out very quick. Majestic, have you been having any kind of a bladder issue going on? Because I am feeling like kind of in the bladder area. On the upper left side of the bladder, it is seeming a little bit irritated. And I could see where that could radiate into the muscles in your back. So just real quickly, yes or no? Oh, and Marco says, if you're on Just Energy Radio on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe to the page and sign up for the notifications when something new is posted. Okay. Hi, Dave Perry. I was going to be wanting to call you, but I don't know if you're like working and stuff. Hey, Miss Claudia. Man, we got like a family affair thing going on. All right. So Rosie says, thank you again, Rita. My first time here and I'm impressed. We already read that. Vesta says, I keep hearing my name being called randomly, like the person being is standing right behind me and speaking right in my ear, usually at work. Sometimes it's startling. I've tried to open up in case spirit is trying to come through, but I'm not getting anything. But I've been feeling not with it spiritually, though I'm trying. I feel a bit lost. Okay, so Vesta, the feeling that I'm getting from this is that there is a spirit there, but I'm not feeling like it's a spirit that you really want to get involved with, you know? So if it is coming around you, you might ask for it to step away and step out of your auric field versus you being curious about it and trying to communicate with it. I'm not getting the impression that it's necessarily for your higher good, you know? And maybe where some of that confusion is coming from is because it doesn't want you to be balanced and sure in your own space. So just go stand over there, go to the corner of the store and just hang out. All right. So she said, he wasn't gone 30 days and had women over. Why does he really want to see me? Well, okay. So, you know, you gave me like a whole lot more information here, you know? And so, I mean, that's a real narcissistic maneuver, you know? So maybe the curiosity that I'm feeling is curiosity to see if you will let him back, which is not abnormal. So if this was a relationship and this is what happened after the relationship, then does it matter? You know, the answer should be no or no or no, because why open the door to being hurt again and satisfying his curiosity when yours has just been hurt? Okay. Okay, so I am just going to answer Majestic because I did ask for a response. So Majestic said yes to the bladder issues. And so Majestic, I'm just going to say this, take additional vitamin C, cranberry and buku, maybe some oregano oil. And I know I'm talking kind of fast here, are all things that, and marshmallow root will address the bladder issue. And so I think that's why it might have been weird and you're not really figuring out where it's coming from. Bladder, you know, do things to heal the bladder because there is an infection. There's something not right going on. I mean, it almost feels like there might be a cyst there, you know, but I would start with the easy stuff and work with supplements. And if it's not clearing up, then, you know, I would maybe go to the doctor, you know, give it a couple of weeks of you working on it. And if it gets any worse, if the discomfort and pain gets any worse, then I would go check it out because I don't normally see in people where there's a spot on the bladder. You know, usually the bladder is just inflamed and enlarged and irritated and not that there's kind of a located spot. And so that is a little bit concerning, but you know, I believe there's a lot we can do to heal ourselves without going to the doctor and they're like, just want to run tests and chop it out. So anyway, and Majestic, you are so very welcome. All right. So you guys, if I didn't get to your question, please come back next week. I would love to answer them. For those people that are listening to this in the archives, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Time on Facebook, Dr. Rita Louise Live on Facebook or on Just Energy Radio on YouTube. Like and subscribe. These shows stream or on YouTube. It streams in the live section. And then you can communicate as part of the show, ask questions and just hang out and chill. You know, if you are liking what you're hearing and think that I am the medical intuitive psychic chick for you, please go to my website, soulhealer.com, and schedule a private consultation. You know, you can check out my books, Dang With Me All Along, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, and The Dysfunctional Dance of the Empath and Narcissist, plus three other ones that are there. So until next week, I'm Dr. Rita Louise. This is Thursday Night Live. Be blessed. Thank you.